Of the scriptures with you this evening. Feel free to turn with me to Luke chapter 2. We're going to look together at verse 14, but I'm going to read verses 1 to 14, a very familiar passage for many of us. If you've spent any time in the church around Christmas, you've probably heard these verses before. But this will be God's word for us this evening. Would you please stand for the reading of God's word? This is Luke 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you again this night that we come together to celebrate your provision of a Savior to us. We pray that you would send the Holy Spirit to us now, that you would give us understanding, that you would make the gospel amazing to us yet again. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Please have a seat. A 104 years ago tonight, Private Henry Williamson was in a field in France. He was waist deep in freezing water in a trench, and he was 60 yards away from a line of German troops that would kill him if they saw him. He was longing for home in England. We all experience a longing, something like that, even if our circumstances might be different. We all experience a longing for home, for peace, for warmth, for love, for acceptance, for security. Like Henry Williamson, it's easy for us to want those things, but we often find, like it did for him, that that feeling of home eludes us. See, friends, earth is meant to be a place of home for us, a place that feels like warmth and peace and love and flourishing and acceptance and security. Earth is meant to be home. But our home has been broken. Our home is broken by sin. This earth, which was made to be a place of peace and flourishing and warmth and home for us, has been vandalized by rebellion against God. Listen to one of the great theology texts of our day describing that reality. This comes from the Jesus Storybook Bible. This is describing Adam and Eve right after they have just introduced sin into God's perfect creation. God loved his children too much to let the story end there. Even though he knew he would suffer, God had a plan, a magnificent dream. One day he would get his children back. One day he would make the world their perfect home again. And one day he would wipe away every tear from their eyes. You see, no matter what, in spite of everything, God would love his children with a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. And though his children would forget him and run from him deep in their hearts, God's children would miss him always and long for him, lost children yearning for their home. Friends, the passage I just read to you from Luke chapter 2 is the beginning of the story of God making this world our home again. Perhaps the shepherds in the field felt the same way that we do. Maybe they too were longing for home on this normal night when they were tending their flocks, sitting out in the open sky, watching their sheep, when suddenly something that doesn't normally happen for shepherds happened. An angel of the Lord appears to them, and they are, as everyone throughout Scripture is, when an angel of the Lord appears, they are terrified by the sight of this glorious creature who has come to proclaim a message. He comes to tell them that that very night, in the town outside of whose city limits they were, that very night, the Savior of the world had been born. And no sooner had they made that announcement, no sooner had this angel spoken those words to them, than he was accompanied by a magnificent group of angelic choir members. And they started singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased." See, friends, those angels tell us that something profound has happened in the coming of Christ. Peace and flourishing has come back to earth. In Christ, peace has come back to earth. In the midst of a broken world, God has declared peace. In the person of Jesus, peace has broken out in a hostile land. Peace comes because a Savior has been born. And the birth of that Savior changes everything. And so 100 years ago, Henry Williamson is in a trench, waist deep in freezing water, full of homesickness, and he dozes off. He falls asleep on his rifle because he's been staying up all hours. And he woke suddenly because he heard shouting in German, "Hook, hook, hook." He grabs his gun and he makes ready for what is inevitably a German charge across no man's land. And he sits there and he waits and he waits and nothing ever happens. Nothing ever comes. And so he gets his courage up. He sticks his head out above the top of the trench and he can make out figures on the German trenches, on the parapet. And he finds them, of all things, erecting a Christmas tree. Not only that, singing breaks out. And I won't subject you to my own version of this, but the singing said something along these lines. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, alles schlaft, einsam wacht. Silent night, holy night. All is calm. All is bright. And with that, soldiers on both sides climb out of their trenches, meet in no man's land, and spend Christmas Eve exchanging gifts, singing Christmas carols, even praying together. This happened up and down the lines. The British and German soldiers celebrated Christmas together. In the middle of World War I, in hostile territory, Christmas peace broke out. Jesus brought peace in the midst of violence and bloodshed and conflict and pain and brokenness. Henry Williamson wrote a letter home in the following days describing this event. And listen to what he says. He says this: "It was like being in another world to which one had come through a nightmare, a world finer than the one I had left behind in England. And back again in the wood, it seemed so strange that we had not been fired upon. Wonderful that the mud had gone. Wonderful to walk easily on the paths, to be dry, to be able to sleep again. The wonder remained in the low golden light of a white-rimmed Christmas morning. I could hardly realize it, but my chronic, hopeless longing to be home was gone." Friends, the gospel is not that Jesus comes to take us home. The gospel is that Jesus has come to bring home to us. Henry Williamson experienced that 104 years ago tonight on a battlefield in France. And what I want you to know is that the best part of your Christmas celebrations tonight and tomorrow will give you a taste of that home, a taste of the home that you long for and that Christ indeed has brought into the world. But this is also a season where sometimes we have remaining unfulfilled longings, unfulfilled desires. And so every sorrow that this season brings to mind, perhaps every person who is not present with you tomorrow for the first time, reminds you that Christmas peace is coming. Home is coming. Indeed, in Christ, it has already arrived. Merry Christmas. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you that in Christ we have the assurance of home. We have the assurance of peace. And that just like you proclaimed peace to the shepherds 2,000 years ago, so you proclaim peace to us tonight. A peace that has come to a hostile land and is growing and will never stop growing until Christ brings us home in fullness. Father, we pray that you would anchor us in that story, that you would give us a sense of the peace in the midst of our brokenness, in the midst of the hardships that we endure. Anchor us in the home that you are bringing. We pray all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. On Christmas Eve, we are going to do a candle lighting as we sing our closing song. The candle lighting is a symbol of the fact that Christ is the light who has come to shine in the darkness. A picture, even as the candle light comes to each of us, that the darkness is being broken and that the light has come to each one of us. He is bringing home to us, because the darkness has been defeated. There's a few logistical things I should probably review as we move towards the fire portion of the evening. Number one is the proper technique for lighting a candle. The unlit candles go this way. The lit candles stay this way. So as you are receiving the flame, you go to the flame. You don't put the flame that way. We don't stab fire at people. If you have children with you, you are welcome. We are delighted for them to have candles. Be mindful of them with fire. Also, after we extinguish the candles, which will be after the last verse of Silent Night, please don't set the still warm candles on your chairs. We're trying to keep wax off of the chairs. But yeah, we will sing Silent Night we will light the candles. I'm going to light from the Christ candle, and then Greg and Debbie are going to come down the aisles and light your candles. Please pass, don't pass the flame. The person next to you will receive the flame from you. But again, it's a reminder and a picture of the fact that Christ is the light that shines in the darkness. If you haven't done so, feel free to extinguish your candle.
And take that inner light with you.
Okay. Yes, and take it with you. Thank you, Paul. Before you go tonight, know that the blessing of God is upon you because of Christ. Please stand as we receive God's blessing. To you, a child has been born, and to you, a son has been given. He will shepherd you, and he will keep you all the days of your life, and he will be your peace. In other words, Merry Christmas. Go in peace.